close to $140,000 in federal Canadian Heritage funding will assist 5 different area projects over the next few months. Through the Museum Assistance Program, $79,373 will go towards the North Bay and Area Museum Society. Curator Naomi Henn says, funding from the museum's Assistance Reopening Fund will ensure the North Bay Museum is able to remain accessible to North Bay residents by assisting with ongoing operating expenses during recovery from the pandemic. This funding will allow the museum to continue developing quality exhibitions and programming while also preserving our heritage collections. $10,000 is awarded to the Historic Cobalt Corporation from the same program. This funding will support the museum as we continue to care for our collection, comprising one of the world's largest collections of native silver ore, artifacts pertinent to hard rock mining in Canada, and myriad other artifacts and photos that tell the social and economic history of cobalt, says curator Felicity Buckle. We have been working diligently over the past few years to renovate our space and develop interpretive material highlighting the unique people and events that, in combination with the concentration of mine and mill remnants and scarred topography, and narrow streets, sidewalks, and lanes that harken back to the town's early boom years, tell the story of the evolution of the hard rock mining process of the early 20th century in Canada. Buckle adds this will also contribute significantly to their successful reopening after having been closed through the pandemic. We hope to engage the public both in person and digitally, enabling explorations of the founding, settlement, and development of the town of Cobalt, the township of Coleman, and the surrounding area from the arrival of the railway in 1903 to the present. $5,000 is geared towards the Little Claybit Homesteaders Museum in New Liskeard. These funds will allow our museum to continue to provide future generations with access to the history of early pioneers in the Temiskaming Shores area, says Elizabeth Pakala, treasurer. Within the building communities through Arts and Heritage Program, $26,300 will go towards Les Compagnons des Francs Loisirs for the organization of the 59th Annual Carnival des Compagnons. General Manager Arnaud Clade says, this event makes our Francophone artists shine in the community, makes our culture vibrant, and allows us, more than anything, to share our joy of living with all members of the community. North Bay Pride will receive $12,800. Communications Director Jason McLennan says, without such support, we would not be able to support artists, heritage holders, community and put some funds into local economic growth. The Association Canadienne Française de l'Ontario Région Temiskaming is getting $6,500 to run the Festival des Folies Franco-Fun. General Manager Timoko Watra says, as part of the celebration of the Festival des Folies Francophones, the funds we receive are mainly spent on advertising, for activities in French-language schools such as performances by artists, Saturday night activities with the family, the purchase of promotional items such as masks. She adds, the Festival des Folies Francophones is a festival created to celebrate the Francophonie within our beautiful region of Temiskaming, Ontario. It is a time of gathering for the Francophone and a special occasion to proudly show yourself belonging to the Franco-Ontarian culture. It is also a way of telling the Francophone that we are there for them and that we can have fun together in French. Museums and cultural groups have an important role to play in the economic recovery and vitality of our region, said Nipissing Temiskaming MP Anthony Rota. It is important for them to continue to see the support and commitment from the federal government so they can continue providing these important events and projects for the people of Nipissing Temiskaming.